Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhari, and today we're Zechus Ksubis, Daf Tzadi Dalet, the 10th Perek, Mishe and Nasui. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zichu Mesechus Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaKazachas HaTorah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the bottom, Daf Tzadi Gimel Amabei, stated, Mishe and Nasui Dalet Nashim Bameis, if one was married to four wives and died, Harishona Kodemus Lishnia, the first wife takes precedence over the second in collecting her ksuba from the estate, the second wife takes precedence over the third one over the fourth, and each one must swear to the one that follows her. Ravis nifrashu b'shvua, and the fourth wife collects without a shvua. Ben Nana says, v'ki mifnei shehi achrona niskeres, because she's the last wife she should profit, rather, she too may not collect without a shvua. The Gemara asks what the point of dispute between them is, and Shmuel said, Kagon Shanim says, Achaz Mehen Sada She'en Shalom. Our mission refers to a case where it was found that one of the fields distributed to the three earlier wives was not the husband's. It's expected that the real owner will claim it from the wife that holds it. Ben Nanus requires the fourth wife to swear to the one who will lose the field that she was not paid while her husband was alive. They disagree, but Bal Chov Mu'ucher Shekadim V'Gava, on a later Bal Chov who came before an earlier Bal Chov and collected. The Tanakhama holds Masha Gava Lo Gava. What he collected is not regarded as collected. Therefore, what the fourth wife collected must be given to the earlier wife. Ben Nanus holds Masha Gava Gava. What he collected is collected, and the earlier Bal Chov cannot take it. Therefore, the fourth wife must wear. Two more explanations when the Machlokas are brought. Point number two, Rav Huna said, Hai trei achei v'trei shutafei de'etzlu dina b'hadi chad. Two brothers who share an inheritance, or two partners who have litigation with another person regarding shared property, and one of the brothers or partners went to basin and lost the case. The other brother or partner cannot say, At lav bal devarim didiat, you are not my litigant, and therefore we should have a separate trial. Rather, the other brother or partner acted as a shaliach in representing him in basin. Rav Nachman attempts to bring a support for this point from our Mishnah, since it did not state that the first wife must swear as well to the third and fourth wife. Is it not because the second wife acted as the shliach on behalf of those wives? The Gemara rejects the comparison, since in our Mishnah's case, shavua la'echad shavua la'mea, a shavua to one is as the shavua to 100. Since the first wife would make the same shavua to the third wife gains nothing. Whereas in the case of the brothers or partners, the other partner can say, had I been in basin, I would have made a better argument. Therefore, he can demand a new hearing. The Gemara qualifies this ruling and says it only applies if he was out of town. If he was present at the time of the hearing, he should have come then. And point number three, the mother of Rami Bar Chama wrote away her property to Rami Bar Chama in the morning, and then later that day wrote away her property to her other son, Mar Ukva Bar Chama. Rav Sheshes decided that Rami Bar Chama was the rightful owner since his shtar was signed first. But Rav Nachman ruled that Mar Ukva Bar Chama was the rightful owner. He explained that in his community they do not record the hours on a shtar, and therefore Rami Bar Chama's shtar does not take precedence. Secondly, he did not divide the property because when conflicting shtars are presented, shuta d'daini, the decision falls on the discretion of the judges, and he held that Mar Ukva was more beloved to his mother. Rav Nachman could overrule Rav Sheshes because he was an appointed dayan, and Rav Sheshes was not, and Rav Sheshes erred in ruling that a shtar takes precedence based on hours. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah on the bottom, Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, stated, Mishe and Nasui Dal Nashim Vameis, if one was married to four wives and died, Harishona Kodemus Lishnia, the first wife takes precedence over the second in collecting her ksuba from the estate, the second wife takes precedence over the third one over the fourth, and each one must swear to the one that follows her, Ravis Nifras Shua B'Shvua, and the fourth wife collects without a Shvua. Ben Nana says, V'ki mifnei shehi achrona niskeres, because she's the last wife she should profit, rather, she too may not collect without a Shvua. The Gemara asks what the point of dispute between them is, and Shmuel said, Kagon Shanim says, Achaz Mehen Sada She'en Shalom. Our mission refers to a case where it was found that one of the fields distributed to the three earlier wives was not the husband's. It's expected that the real owner will claim it from the wife that holds it. Ben Nanus requires the fourth wife to swear to the one who will lose the field that she was not paid while her husband was alive. They disagree, but Bal Chov Mu'ucher Shekadim V'Gava, on a later Bal Chov who came before an earlier Bal Chov and collected. The Tanakhama holds Masha Gava Lo Gava. What he collected is not regarded as collected. Therefore, what the fourth wife collected must be given to the earlier wife. Ben Nanus holds Masha Gava Gava. What he collected is collected, and the earlier Bal Chov cannot take it. Therefore, the fourth wife must wear. Two more explanations when the Machlokas are brought. Point number two, Rav Huna said, Hai trei achei v'trei shutafei de'etzlu dina b'hadi chad. Two brothers who share an inheritance, or two partners who have litigation with another person regarding shared property, and one of the brothers or partners went to basin and lost the case. The other brother or partner cannot say, At lav bal devarim didiat, You are not my litigant, and therefore we should have a separate trial. Rather, the other brother or partner acted as a shaliach in representing him in Basin. Rav Nachman attempts to bring a support for this ruling from our Mishnah, since it did not state that the first wife must swear as well to the third and fourth wife. Is it not because the second wife acted as the shaliach on behalf of those wives? The Gemara rejects the comparison, since in our Mishnah's case, shavua la'echad and shavua la'mea, a shavua to one is as a shavua to 100. Since the first wife would make the same shavua to the third wife gains nothing. Whereas in the case of the brothers or partners, the other partner can say, had I been in Basin, I would have made a better argument. Therefore, he can demand a new hearing. The Gemara qualifies this ruling and says it only applies if he was out of town. If he was present at the time of the hearing, he should have come then. And point number three, the mother of Rami Bar Chama wrote away her property to Rami Bar Chama in the morning, and then later that day wrote away her property to her other son, Mar Ukva Bar Chama. Rav Sheshes decided that Rami Bar Chama was the rightful owner since his shtar was signed first, but Rav Nachman ruled that Mar Ukva Bar Chama was the rightful owner. He explained that in his community they do not record the hours on a shtar, and therefore Rami Bar Chama's shtar does not take precedence. Secondly, he did not divide the property because when conflicting shtars are presented, shuta d'daini, the decision falls on the discretion of the judges, and he held that Mar Ukva was more beloved to his mother. Rav Nachman could overrule Rav Sheshes because he was an appointed dayan, and Rav Sheshes was not, and Rav Sheshes erred in ruling that a shtar takes precedence based on hours. All right, so now we go to our Simon Daf Tzadi Dalet, and her standard Simon is a hunter. Tzad, a hunter. So here goes. When the hunter died and his first three wives were busy making shavuas to receive their ksubas, the fourth wife noticed that one of her sons litigated a case involving the hunter's prized rifle, not in the presence of his brother who was to share the inheritance. So she re-signed away her property to that son, who was more beloved. Once again, in slow motion. When the hunter, that must move on daf, tzadi dalet, tzad. When the hunter died and his first three wives were busy making shavuas to receive their ksubas, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the bottom daf, Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, stated that if one was married to four wives and died, the first wife takes precedence over the second in collecting her ksuba from the estate, the second wife takes precedence over the third, and the third one over the fourth, and each one must swear to the one that follows her. And the fourth wife collects without a shavua, but Benana says, because she's the last wife she should profit, rather, she too may not collect without a shavua. The Gemara brings different explanations for the basis of their machlokas. So, when the hunter died and his first three wives were busy making shavuas to receive their ksubas, the fourth wife noticed that one of her sons litigated a case involving the hunter's prize rifle, not in the presence of his brother, who was to share the inheritance, which reminds us, Rav Huna said that two brothers who share an inheritance or two partners who have litigation with another person regarding shared property, and one of the brothers or partners went to Basin and lost the case, the other brother or partner cannot say, you were not my litigant, and therefore we should have a separate trial. Rather, the other brother or partner acted as a shaliach in representing him in Basin. The Gemara concludes, though, that in fact the other brother or partner can say, had I been in Basin, I would have made a better argument. Therefore, he can demand a new hearing, provided he had been out of town during the first hearing. So, when the hunter died and his first three wives were busy making shavuas to receive their ksubas, the fourth wife noticed that one of her sons litigated a case involving the hunter's prize rifle, not in the presence of his brother, who was to share the inheritance. So she re-signed away her property to that son, who was more beloved. Which reminds us, the mother of Rami Bar Chama wrote away her property to Rami Bar Chama in the morning, and then later that day wrote away her property to her other son, Mar Ukva Bar Chama. Rav Sheshes decided that Rami Bar Chama was the rightful owner since his shtar was signed first, but Rav Nachman ruled that Mar Ukva Bar Chama was the rightful owner. He explained that in his community they do not record the hours on a shtar, and therefore Rami Bar Chama's shtar did not take precedence, and also when conflicting shtars are presented, the decision falls on the discretion of the judges, and he held that Mar Ukva was more beloved to his mother. So once again, when the hunter died and his first three wives were busy making shavuas to receive their ksubas, the fourth wife noticed that one of her sons litigated a case involving the hunter's prize rifle, not in the presence of his brother who was to share the inheritance. So she re-signed away her property to that son, who was more beloved. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.